Hey y'all, you're listening to Crazy in Love, the podcast, and I am your host, Courtney. It has been forever, and I'm driving right now if you hear car noise, but it has been forever. I think it's been about a year since I put out an episode. Actually, it's been less than a year, but yeah, what y'all been up to? Because, I mean, I've done some things. I'm about to give y'all a rant real quick. Because I paid $162 for a storage unit. It got some business stuff in it. It got various things in it. I cannot grasp or understand for the life of me why these people feel like we can't throw our trash in the trash there. That makes zero sense. It makes no sense at all. I may cut out all this extra noise. We'll see. Anyway. So, it's been a year, so much has changed, and so much hasn't changed at the same time, but it's definitely spiraling up. I've been spiraling up, y'all. I've been living in the loop, but the loop been going up, and that is the goal, because you always going to kind of sort of do the same things, but you know, the goal is to get better and better as time go by, and in this conversation, we're talking about life. So I feel like I'm doing better at life and just being a person really, because a lot of times we not living for us, you know? So for me to be okay and I'm living my most authentic self, it's a little bit insane, but I mean, it's working. And that just goes to show you do what you want to do and, you know, just follow yourself and you'll get to where you're supposed to go. And I didn't come on here to tell y'all that, but that's kind of just how life been. If you wondering, me and Shardell did like talk a little bit back during the last year. And I think we both done came to the agreement that, you know, it's not working. And it's not hostile or anything like that. It's just what it is. Yep. So, that's that. I'm working the same job, but I kind of have multiple side hustles. And I'm not even going to call them side hustles because I'm not hustling, y'all. I am living a soft life. You know, anything that's meant for me I'm gonna get. I'm not chasing after the bag. The bag gonna have to come find me. Cause I did it and I didn't like how I felt. And if you a hustler and you like being on the go, then do that too. Once again, it's about being your most authentic self. And it's just not me to be on the go all the time for someone else. Cause I do it for me, but not for nobody else. So yeah, I've been doing a little bit of social media managing. I hosted my first event. I did, and it was amazing. I hosted my first event ever where I like sold tickets to strangers, to people I did not know. So let's talk about that. So in December, it had to be before Christmas, but after. It had to be before Christmas, but after. What I'm trying to tell y'all don't make no sense. But it was before Christmas, but after, say at least the 15th. I was like, I want to host a manifestation party. I make a vision board every year, but I don't know why I wanted to host a party. I wanted multiple people to come together to do it. And I knew I wasn't going to do it for free because, number one, I'm broke. And number two, no. You know what I mean? I just felt like I would be giving something and I wanted to receive something for my hard work, right? but money, I wasn't money motivated. That's not why I did it. I did not do it to create money. I did it and then was like, hell, I might as well make some money. That type way. Although I did not make money, y'all. I think I broke even, which I was ecstatic for that. I was ecstatic that people showed up. But, okay, so this is how this happened. Me and my little sister was talking. You guys have met her. That's Patrice. We was talking, and she was like, I was telling her, she was like, you should. And that one, you should, carried me a long way. And every time as I was building up steam, I was talking to more people about it. You know, not when I say more, I'm talking about three people tops. But I got three, you should. And it was enough. It was enough for me to say, okay, I'm doing it. And so once I said I was doing it, I still didn't, you know, like, believe I was doing it. So it was just like, you know, everything you would typically do when you say you're doing something. Make little notes, maybe research some stuff, you know, but you're not really moving your feet. You just notating, researching, saving videos, stuff like that. So that's what I was doing, and I was like, it had to be after Christmas now, maybe the 26th. I was like, I gotta do it. No, it couldn't have been the 26th. That's just way too soon. That's way too soon. We gonna have to go before Christmas, because I didn't get, I had like 4 weeks to plan it from beginning, from the first I'm doing it to I'm doing it. Hold on, y'all, because I ain't getting no gas, and that makes zero sense. I meant to go to Sam's. I thought Sam's was gonna have a long line. They didn't, and the way how our Sam's is set up is right off the expressway, so if you miss it, you miss it. It's gone. So from, it was like 4 weeks from the vision to the execution. And so I put a deadline on myself, because I was like, okay, Courtney, I was like, you're not going to do this because there's no pressure on you to do it. You know, I had done told my little sister, and with her, with certain people, you know, when you tell them stuff, it's like you don't want to disappoint them or whatnot. And so the three people that I did tell, I was like, dang, I did say I was going to do it. I don't want to, you know, look like somebody that said they're going to do something and not do it. Especially because for something like this, this is not something that I would just say I'm going to do this. It's not something that I would do. So it started with me just making like a Canva thing, like a Canva flyer, and then I posted it on my own Facebook, and then it, you know, I felt like I had put it out to the world at that point, so I felt like I had to keep going, like I wanted it to happen. And I almost started envisioning it, you know, not envisioning it, but like I started thinking about it more, if that makes sense. I started thinking about what I was gonna have there, what type of food, how many people I wanted. And then I kind of went on Eventbrite and went ahead and made up like a ticket thing for it. At that point, I was still like, am I doing this? But I was still writing down, planning, just still taking the steps as if I was doing it, although I wasn't 100%. And then it got like 2 weeks before, and I was like, I'm, you know, I have to find a venue. Y'all, I didn't even find a venue. I hadn't found a venue. Because in my head, I was like, I was just going to do it at a community center. Because on their website, they said, which I need to do like a whole side business podcast for this type of stuff. But they said that, they pretty much lied. Moving on. So, I had to figure that out at last minute. I figured that out. I had to pay a little bit more than I was expecting to pay for a venue. That's one of the reasons why I didn't really break a profit. That was one reason why. And then, two, food. You know, I included food, and I forgot how much people eat. You know, I had a charcuterie, And, you know, I wanted it to look like it could feed the amount of people was there. The amount of people I had there was about 13 people, including myself and my little sisters who came to help. Yeah, it was good, y'all. I had staples. This is another reason why I didn't turn a profit. I ran Facebook ads. Once I made the Eventbrite, I wanted to sell tickets. So I made Facebook ads and I made paper flyers, and they were expensive, low key, but not really. They was expensive, you know, more than you would expect to pay for flyers. And I also had the Facebook ads, and I don't know how much I end up paying them ads, but it had to be at least $50. And I broke them down. I made four separate ads, with I think two of them being video type things. And mind y'all, I made all of this in Canva on my own. I did all of it on my own. I took a social media marketing class through Facebook, and that's how I kind of knew how the ad thing worked. Because fun fact, I don't care how many Facebook friends you got, everybody not seeing your stuff if you don't run the ad. You have to run the ad. If you have any type of business and you're really wanting to get your name out there in front of different people, you have to run an ad. It should not be like that, but it is. Like, literally, taking the class, it tells us. Like, it tells you how the ads are broken down and stuff, but that's a side note. So, y'all, I'm really doing this. I'm doing all of it by myself. I did all the flyers, all the advertisements. I ran the ads. I bought everything out of pocket. I got one of the biggest issues I had was the chairs. The place that I rented from, their chairs was ugly because I guess, I don't know, the chairs was ugly. So I was like, oh my God, I got to get chair covers. So I got chair covers, and everything's falling in place, by the way, because the chair covers I got off Facebook Marketplace, super cheap. And I got like 100. I only needed like maybe 25. I say 32 because I put my ticket limit to 32. So 25 is all I need. And I got like 100. I don't remember how much I paid, but it was a little sweet old lady who I guess she bought them for something and she just wanted to sell them. And I got some yellow stashes too, but I ain't used them. Either way, it worked out. Now, because I had the fancy chair covers, the tables are still plastic, y'all. So I was like, oh my God, I can't do that either. And I ended up, everything just fell into place. I ended up just going in the Hobby Lobby. I went in Hobby Lobby looking for something else. I don't remember what I was looking for in Hobby Lobby. But I end up finding these tablecloths that were pretty thick, and it looks like wood. The tablecloth just looks like a wood table, and they wasn't nothing but $3. Like, I'm gonna have to make a page for this podcast so I can like show y'all the stuff that I'm talking about. Cause when I tell you it came out great, it came out great. The charcuterie came out good. I had lots and lots of magazines. Fun fact, I collect HGTV magazines because I had a subscription for like years. Essence, HGTV, Ebony, and it was something else I had a subscription for. But the Essence and Ebony, they weren't about to cut them up. So I took my HGTV magazines and I went to the thrift store. I got some more magazines. And they were super cheap at the thrift store. You can get like 10 for 50 cents. And let me see. I made a playlist for this event because it was a manifestation party. So I only played upbeat, loving music like Tony Jones, Landrea, Jimenez, people like that. It's more people, but people like that. So I had the playlist right. My mama made a little photo background, and my mom was there, by the way, y'all. She helped. Everybody helped. It's like it just came together. And aside for it just being a manifestation party, of course I had all the materials so you can make a vision board But I also want to include something more than that, because when we make vision boards, it's very surface level sometimes. Not a lot of people put like traits on their vision boards, like I want to be softer, or you know, I want to be just something that's not on top. Like if you know you got a habit of saying the wrong thing at the wrong time, then maybe you'll practice holding your tongue. You know, we just kind of pick the obvious stuff on our vision board, or what we want to achieve, the material stuff like that, or maybe some stuff that's not material but it isn't really deep. So I want to do more than that, so I created a packet, and the packet it welcomed the guests, and then it was broken up in three categories, which is time money and it was one, and love. And then three of those categories throughout the night, I would talk about what the part of the packet meant, you know. Because when we talk about people, I think I've told y'all that I believe that you can maintain maybe 10 relationships in your life. This is just my belief. It's nothing more than that. This is not golden. This is my opinion. So, and a part of the packet would be name 10 people that you want to maintain a relationship with, and what do you gain from those relationships. Because remember, people need to pour into you. If you're pouring into people, they should pour into you some way, somehow, something. You know, you like the conversations y'all have, or this person always makes you see things on the brighter side, or I don't know. You just need to be getting something from it. You know, you can't just have all these relationships and you really don't know why you even have relationships with these people. You don't even want, you know, you just don't know what you'll do without these relationships. But you ain't, you know, like completely sold on a relationship. Like if you got a relationship and it's based on work gossip, what can you do with that? You know what I mean? Do you guys do anything outside of that? Do you know about their home life? Do you got any other shared interests? Do you talk about movies, books, politics, current news, world news, like stuff like that? And that, so I made a packet to go with it so that it would like make people think. It was no pressure to do this packet there. But yeah, that's something I included. And y'all, it was just a beautiful event. And it happened so fast. And so, I'm not going to say it wasn't no well-greased, what they say, a well-greased train. It wasn't that. It was rough. It was rough. Even the day of, I remember originally going to Kroger to get the food, and I had an issue at Kroger, and I had to drive all the way, y'all don't know this, but I had to drive 20 minutes from Kroger to Food Line, and I was supposed to be meeting the lady there at 4:30. I'm at Food Line at 4:30. I had to have my mama to meet the lady, and my mama, y'all, she just on the phone talking about leave now. When else she gonna leave, lady? When? Yes, not. But and because I lived down the street from the place we was renting, so she could get there way faster than me. And yeah, I had a lot of frustrations, but it went so good. It went so good, and it was amazing. And I felt the energy in the room. And I definitely think it's something that I'm going to do again. I just don't know when, because after that, I let everybody hype me up. And, oh, you should do another event. You should do another event. Child. And I leave it there. I ain't gonna say nothing else. Nope. It was too soon. And I, you know, I put out ads and the ticket thing, stuff like that. But, nope, not right now. One thing I did want to host is, I don't know if you guys know, but it's a flea market in Los Angeles called Black Market.
No.
Flea Market. It may be Black Market Flea. Dang, don't get me saying the wrong thing. So we'll talk about that another day, because I don't want to mess it up. But yeah, that went great. Social media managing. I pretty much took a social media course. Well, y'all, I ain't even finished the course. But I took a social media marketer class through Facebook. And y'all need to take advantage of that stuff. When y'all see that Facebook is giving out scholarships, Facebook and Google are giving out scholarships for different things, that's your chance. Even if you're not sure, just try. You know, it's free. It's not a lot you can learn for free. Because after a certain amount of knowledge, people want you to pay. So, you know, take advantage of that stuff. So, they put out a scholarship, and I applied for it. I got it. Okay, cool. And I took the class. This was probably, I would say from May to about August. And with the class, you know, I didn't complete it. So I can still, you know, log in and do what I need to do. But I learned the beginning. And if y'all remember, I took a grant writing class, which that one I did complete. I got that one from a college. And I was disappointed in grant writing the job. And I think that's why I kind of slid off of this too, because I was a little bit disappointed that it's a money thing. You know what I mean? It's a money thing. And I'm just not money motivated. I'm just not. So it's a little bit awkward. I don't know. Anyway, that's how I ended up doing the social media manager job that I'm doing now, which is like, you just said you ain't money motivated. It's not that. I want to build a portfolio. Pretty much, I feel like I make really nice stuff on Canva, and I feel like I can help, you know, with that type stuff. So I've been slowly building a portfolio. Like, I've been helping people in my city. Like, if I see them and they got a flyer out, and I think, you know, they maybe didn't, it could check off more boxes, then I inbox them. I say, hey, do you mind if I give it a shot? And most times people say yeah. They say yeah, especially if it's a small business. So they'll say yeah, and then I create something in the Canva, send it back to them, and for the most part they'll use it. And I actually have a big someone from Washington, D.C. that I did this for. And I felt a little bit type of way, because unlike everybody else, they did not tag me when they posted the flyer, which is okay, I guess, because it was a paid ad, but you could have gave a little shout out, but whatever. So, yeah, so pretty much I've been building a portfolio, and so an opportunity came up where it was a woman looking for someone to handle the social media for her yoga studio. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm pretty much managing content for a yoga studio. This is very fresh, y'all. I'm talking about less than a week. And I've been doing okay at it. I've been making Canva ads and stuff like that. But a part of me is feeling like this not what I want to do. I know what I want to do. I just want to make the advertisements. I don't want to be responsible for posting it on social media. You know what I mean? I don't want to be that person. I just want to make the flyers. I just want to be the creative. I love doing it. I have a lot of fun with it. So I think after a month, because I told her we'll try it out for a month, I'm going to go ahead and go through this month and pick my best content out and schedule it and just do my best at the job, because who knows, maybe I grow to love it. Maybe I'm just frustrated because I'm running into so many roadblocks, and sometimes you just want stuff to go smooth. especially when it's with technology. I don't think people realize, like, how much harder shit is. Like, a lot of shit is harder because of technology. I know it's supposed to make stuff easy, but think about how we used to, like, check out with the tab, with all this stuff. It takes a really long time. It does not. It takes a long time. So, yeah. So, that's how that came about. So, that's what I've been doing. Let me see. Oh, my God. I went so many places this summer. This year, since I spoke to y'all, what did I do? Let me think. I think we went to Six Flags. I went to Savannah twice, Tybee Island, and it was great both times. One time with kids, one time without kids, and it was a great time both times. And if you're in Savannah, go to Wet Willie's. I used to go to Wet Willie's all the time in Columbia, South Carolina, too, but they recently closed their Wet Willie's due to leasing issues. Because, y'all, I read the news. Anyway, pretty much the people was trying to overcharge them. And it's really sad because if you ever been in that Wet Willie's in Columbia, South Carolina, they have a mural on the wall. And the man, he actually told me the story. Side note, y'all, I do food reviews, so sometimes I talk to the managers. But he told a side story about how that wall, well, this makes sense now. That wall was actually shipped over from, I don't want to lie, another country. Wherever it was originally painted, they had the wall cut out and shipped there. So, I guess that's how they would do it now. They'll just cut it out. But, yeah. Let me think. So, I went to Savannah. I went to Houston, y'all. And I went to Houston with Chardell. And it was just a great week. We went for a week. And this was in August. Oh, my God. We did so much in Houston that I can't remember how much we did. We went to a spa. That was my first time at a spa, and we stayed there for like 5 hours. So we did that. We ate at a bunch of places. We tried some of the barbecue, cause you know Houston's say they got the best barbecue, and it was good, y'all. It was good. And someone actually bought our barbecue, and I don't know why. And I can't fathom why this man did that. Because sometimes you know how you know you about to eat a lot. Like, you know you about to order a lot. And it's like, I don't know. I just felt bad. Because I was thinking maybe he didn't know how much we were going to order. But it was like, you shouldn't have. Sir, no. Anyway. So we did that. We ate at like a little ice cream place. We did virtual reality type game place. We did that. We stayed at a very nice hotel, but it was old. I should leave a review for them. It was old, y'all, and they was not keeping it up. It's a beautiful hotel, but they're wondering why it's empty, and it's because y'all not keeping it up. And they didn't have staff. They had like 2 people in the whole hotel, and this was like a big hotel. Anyway, and they only change your towels after 3 days, which I thought was weird. Like, why are you putting limits? Whatever. So yeah, that was a great trip. Y'all may or may not know about Roman. Roman was Chardell's dog, but between this last year, me and Chardell was back talking, and Nala, you know, he slowly became Nala dog. Oh, my God. And Roman was a hoot, y'all. Roman was a hoot. And I am saying was because Roman recently passed. So, I went through that and a pet death. And I did not think that it was going to be as hurtful as it was. Well, it is. He was such a good dog. He didn't bark. Well, he did bark, y'all. The only time he will bark is when you take his nose. You know how you would take a baby nose. You'd be like, I got your nose. If you do that to him, he'll bark. So, yeah. Yep, that was Roro. He was a good dog. He was a neighborhood dog. He used to go visit all the dogs that were, like, chained up or couldn't, you know, they in their yard. Like, he would know where they're going to be. He used to go visit other dogs. He loved to run. He was a good dog. He had a good life, too. He done had steak, ice cream. He used to get ice cream on the regular. Just a good dog. Very good dog. So, yeah, I went through my first pet death. And I actually don't know if I would get another pet because it was just very trying. And I think about him every day, actually. So, let me see what else. Nala is Nala. My family is my family, you know. And, yeah, so that's like a catch-up, y'all. That's I've been to other places, but I can't think of them right now. But, yeah, life just been good, man. It's just been, I'm not saying I haven't had no problems. I'm not saying I have. Of course, I done had heartbreak, all that good stuff. But I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm just, I don't know. Right now, it just seems like everything's okay. You know, it seems like I'm moving in the direction that I want to move. I don't know. Well, you know what? Side note, me and Mumu went to, where did we go? We went to Atlanta, and that was the first time I drove, like, by myself. By myself, because Chardell always been a driver. Like, and y'all, it was terrible. I was about to fall asleep. I had to pull over. I had to get a 5-hour NG, everything. So, yeah, it's just learning little stuff and just keeping it pushing and going through life. That's what's happening right now. It's nothing, you know, nothing crazy going on. And I say crazy in love, but child, I think I'm in love with me now. Because there ain't nothing going on. Everything just feels so upbeat and calm and peaceful and full. And, yeah, everything just feel all right now. It really do. So, yeah. So, all right, y'all. Y'all, it's been so long, I don't even remember how I used to end these things. So, I'm going to leave y'all with this. It is February 24th. Okay, February 24th. And it is Friday. First of all, I want you to love on yourself today. If it's not your payday and you really ain't got it, give yourself a hug. Give yourself some warm tea, some hot cocoa. Rub your feet. It's some free things you can do for you. We'll get you a bubble bath. So don't use money as an excuse. That brings me to number two. Do not use money as an excuse today to not love on yourself. But yeah, do something for you today. If you can do something with money, that's cool. If you can't, you can do other things. You know, do some breath work. Roll your shoulders back, you know. Do something. Do something for you. Stretching feels good, y'all. Stretch. You don't have to do yoga. You can do regular old stretching. You will feel better after. Do something for you. And that's what I want y'all to do today. And I also want y'all to just think of all everything that's going right. It's February 24th. We're not deep into this year. I just talked to y'all about a manifestation party that I manifested in less than a month. And it's because I took actionable steps toward the thought in my mind. And the more actionable steps I took toward that goal, the more the doubt slid away. Till it hit me that this was happening. And it was beautiful. And I want that for everybody. Everybody that listens to this podcast, I want that for you. So, and trust me, y'all, I still don't know what my passion is. I still don't know where I'm going tomorrow. I still don't know. I'm somebody that's going to try until I figure it out. My goal is to live the life that I'm living now, which is peaceful, happy, full, joy-filled. Like, I just, you know, it's everything just going well and everything is, it's nothing's perfect, right? But I feel good as a being. And yeah, that's what we need. That's what we need for everybody.